you can't do that. Versus, of course you can do that. And you'll hear both of those comments from lots of different people over the course of your life. Sadly or unfortunately, there seems to be more can'ts in the world than there are cans. And there seems to be three kinds of can'ts and only one kind of can. The three kinds of can'ts. Number one, you can't do that. I've never done it and I don't think you can do it either. Second kind of can't is I gave that a go. It didn't work for me. So it's not going to work for you either. So you can't do it because I can't do it. And then the third can't is the person who's doing it, but they're only doing it at a half an effort. They're not putting in the discipline, the training, the time, everything it takes to be successful. So they're going to tell you that you can't do it because it's too hard, because they're finding it too hard. The can people, they're the ones that are doing it and they're successful at it and they're loving it and they want to hang out with more people who have a can-do attitude. So they're going to tell you that you can do it too. They will tell you that you can have your own business, you can play for a top-level sporting team, you can create or invent something new, you can study at university, you can be a fitness professional, you can be a doctor, you can be a musician, you can do whatever you want to do, you can. So let's listen to the cans, not the can'ts, and let's have a little look at those can'ts. Number one, the person that's never done it before and they tell you that you can't, why the hell would you listen to them? A great question to ask when somebody says you can't do that is, have you done it? And if they haven't done it, they're coming from a position of ignorance. So they've got actually got no right to tell you because they've never done it. Now, that information might come from your family, from your teachers, from your church pastor, from somebody that you trust. They might even have a university degree and they'll tell you, you can't do that. But if they've never done it before, they've got no right to tell you that you can't. So don't listen. The second folks, the ones that have given it a go and failed, and the only definition of failure is that they gave up. So it wasn't that they couldn't do it, it's just that they didn't keep doing it enough until they succeeded. And the only definition of failure is that you give up. So if you never give up, you'll never fail. Now, what they don't want you to do is to do it. So they're definitely going to tell you that you can't, because if you do what they couldn't do, they're going to be embarrassed, they're going to look stupid, they're going to look like a failure. So they definitely don't want you to do it. So they're going to give you all the reasons under the sun why you can't do it. And it's a simple question. Just because they couldn't do it doesn't mean that you can't do it. And a great thing to do is have a look at all the things that they did and don't do that, and then you'll have a success checklist for how to do it. So if somebody's given it a go and they gave up and they tell you that you can't do it, best not listen unless they're telling you what they did and you're taking notes so that you don't do the same thing, and then you'll succeed. Easy. The third can'ts are really interesting. They're the people who are in the fitness profession, but they're not earning very, very much money. So they tell you there's too many personal trainers and too many gyms. They're the people who try out for a football team. They got onto the team, but they don't get picked every week. They sit on the reserve bench. So they tell you it's really hard. They're the people that play in pubs and bars as musicians, or they busk on the street and they say it's too hard to get into the music industry. But they haven't got the discipline. They haven't got the focus. They haven't got the commitment to put in 100% effort every single day. Or they just believe the other people who say you can't do it. So they say, well, I can only be a busker, I can only sing in this little bar. Where really they want to be selling out stadiums. But they give up on their dream because somebody else told them that they can't. So of course they're going to tell you that you can't either. And they're going to tell you how hard it is and how long it takes and how the music industry is really hard to get into and how acting schools are really hard to get into and how getting onto a sporting team is impossible because there's so many talented people in the world. Well, somebody's got to play the sport and somebody's got to sing at the concert and somebody's got to act in the movie, so why shouldn't it be you? And that's the beautiful thing about this whole process. Everything that has ever been achieved was once considered impossible, and the only people that achieve the impossible are the ones who believe that they can. They don't listen to the can'ts. Everything that we use every day, every car, every computer, the phone, the television, the planes, the boats, everything, somebody once told those people, you can't do that. It's impossible. But the person who invented it, created it, did it, believed that they could, and or they hung out with other people who were creative, inventive, visionary people who said, well, let's give it a go. So that's the last thing to be really careful of. It's called your circle of influence. If your greatest circle of influence are people who tell you that you can't do it and they'll give you all the reasons why you can't do it, then you will be influenced by the can'ts. If you hang out with the people who say that you can, and they are the people that they're successful in business, they're successful on a sporting team, they star in movies, and they sell out concerts. And if you ask them, is it possible? They're going to say, of course it's possible. And they don't want to hang out with average loser people either. Successful business people want other successful business people to hang out with. If you're the top player on a team, you don't want to be playing with average people. You want more people on the team who have discipline and focus that you do. So if you come along with your X factor and your skill and your discipline, they're going to say, of course you can play on any team you want. And that's an interesting side note. There are lots of people who don't have natural talent, or they're not naturally gifted to play a sport or to sing or to star in a movie, but they are still movie stars and they're still athletic sporting stars and they're still really good at business, even though they're not naturally talented, because what they lack in talent they make up for in discipline and focus and training and studying and books to read and people, the right people to hang out with. And that's the beautiful thing about the can people. They'll tell you how to do it. They'll tell you who to hang out with. They'll tell you what books to read. They'll tell you all the mistakes that they made so you can learn from their mistakes. The people that are can people are the ones that will tell you that you can too. The can't people will tell you it's impossible. The can people will tell you that of course it's possible. You just have to find a way how.